Bill, could you give us your initial thoughts about the game, please?
Yeah, we just anytime, John, that you turn the ball over three times, commit penalties, have trouble stopping the run, you know, it's not a formula for success in this league. Get a punt blocked. It's not a formula for success. So we've got to go back to work tomorrow. Like I always say, you know, the sun will come up tomorrow. We got to fix what we can fix, meaning things that carry over, you know, things that we have to get fixed right now. And then we got to get back to work, you know, on Wednesday for practice, because we got a very, very difficult game against Buffalo coming up. And the one thing I want to tell you, too, is give a lot of credit to the New York Giants. They played a whale of a football game.
Bill, at the same time, you got back within 17-10. You thought you were getting some.
Yeah. Yeah, just, you know, again, we didn't really play complimentary football. You know, when we got back to 17-10, granted the defense had really been, I thought, to that point, playing decently. They give up some running yards and things, but had been hanging in there. And then, you know, we score, and then, you know, obviously they come back with a drive there. So, you know, we've got to play better. We just went against our mode of what we need to be successful is to make sure that we play complimentary football, and we just did not do that at all today.
Fitzpatrick had two really efficient games for you guys, and then today the three interceptions just seemed to kind of be inconsistent throughout and struggled at times.
Yeah, but it's a team game, Brian. You know, it wasn't all usually the quarterback gets the most blame, you know, when you lose like this. That's to be expected. We got to coach better. We've got to play better around him. He's got to make better decisions. He knows that. But it was a team loss. Everybody in that locker room, starting with me, lost the football game, and we've got to fix it, you know, moving forward.
With the difficulty in stopping the run, poor tackling, or what were the primary issues there?
I have to look at the film. Certainly, you know, anytime you give up that many yards rushing, I'm sure there were some tackling issues, some setting the edge issues, some gap control issues. You know, it was just a team effort, and we just didn't do a good enough job of playing it and coaching it, and we got to fix it. You know, we got to fix it starting Wednesday.
In the first half, you went for a 3rd-and-19 pass deep in your territory. What were you thinking then? And then when you went for 4th-and-1 at the start of the second half?
Yeah, the 3rd-and-19, I probably could have made a better play call there, John. You're right. You know, that was not a good call for that time. So, just like I said in the beginning here, we got to coach better, got to call plays better. And then, you know, the 4th-and-1 there at the beginning, I felt like it was less than one, and I felt like we could get less than one. And, you know, we didn't. So we got to look at that one on tape and see what happened. But we put our defense in a tough spot there. They held and gave up a field goal there, which was pretty good for them at that point. But, you know, I figure we should be able to gain less than a yard, but we didn't.
Issues on third down on the offensive side of the ball. How much of that was first and second down and not getting yourself a manageable third down?
Yeah, exactly, James. You know, anytime you're in third and long that many times, and you know, I think in the first half we missed the first downs by less than a yard. You know, we were close, but you know, close is not good enough, obviously. So, but then obviously not doing a good job on first and second down leads to some bad third down situations. So that's another thing. You know, obviously we got to fix. But, you know, it's a long season. You know, that's the one thing I want to make clear. It's a very long season. There's a lot of games left. I talk to these guys all the time about playing 16 one-game seasons. We lost game 3. Obviously, the Giants did a much better job coaching and playing. And we've got to fix our mistakes from the game and move on to Buffalo very quickly.
Will not have an Arian, how much did that affect?
You know, again, injuries happen in this league. You know, Guys get injured all the time. You know, we had guys out there that got banged up today. You know, the next guy steps in. And I thought Alfred Blue, did an admirable job today. He ran hard. He got some tough yards. Wasn't easy out there. It's a very, very good, athletic, tough defense the Giants have. And for a rookie running back to come in and do what he did, I thought he did okay. So he'll only get better, and hopefully we'll get Arian back as soon as we can.
Do you feel like you guys weren't as opportunistic if you could be? Look at the
penalties on big plays, the one to DeAndre, you know, the botched snap on the field goal.
Right.
One as opportunistic as we could have been.
Sure. You know, we had been an opportunistic football team, and we hit a big pass to Hop, and we weren't lined up correctly there. We can't afford those line of scrimmage penalties. You know, we didn't take advantage offensively when they botched the field goal snap. You know, we've been doing that. We've been taking advantage of those situations, and we've got to get back to doing that. But again, like I said, it's a very long season. That's game three. It wasn't good execution by us. The effort's always there. It just wasn't very good execution by our coaching staff and by our players. But we got a long season left, and we're looking forward to getting back to work.
What do you think about your offensive line, because it's been so good in the first two games?
Yeah, I think a lot of those, I have to go and watch the tape, John. But, you know, I thought that they gave Fitzy some time and protection. I thought we blocked decently in a run game. Sometimes we didn't block well. I'm sure there's plays that those guys would like to have back, just like there's play calls that I would like to have back. You know, I'm not disappointed at all with the offensive line. Like I said all along, I really enjoy coaching those guys. They're tough. They're smart. There's a good veteran nucleus on that line, and they'll come back ready to go for Buffalo.
You say it's a one-man – it's not a one-man team, obviously, but Ryan Fitzpatrick didn't play like he played the first two games.
Right.
Different rhythm throws were off.
Right.
How does that affect your play calling when he's not doing what he'd done to this point?
Well, I would say that what we have to do a better job with our play calling is on first and second down. We've got to get the ball to our playmakers better on first and second down. We have to be in manageable third downs. And I don't care who's playing quarterback. You know, when you're in third and 10 or third and 12 or third and 19, your rate of success goes way down. And so we've got to do a much better job on first and second down. I know that without looking at the film, you know, knowing that there was second and 10 and second and 12. Those are tough situations for any player, any quarterback to be in. So that's where it starts. You know, it starts with the design of the plays on first and second down, see if we can get better there.
When you talk about complementary football, it seemed the defense was put in some bad spots. Is that kind of part of what you're alluding to?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, they were on the field a lot. You know, we had a lot of three and outs. You know, we didn't take advantage of some big stops by them. But at the same time, they've got to stop the run better. They got to get off the field. And again, like I've said to almost all these questions, we got to coach better. We're a hardworking coaching staff. We didn't have our best day today. And we've got to go back to work and figure out how we can get back on the winning side of these things. And like I said, we got a very tough Buffalo game team coming in here to Houston. And you know, we got to get back to work on those guys. What's that? I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
About Shane.
We'll have to see. You know, I haven't even spoken to the doctors yet. You know, Shane is a great punter, a great pro, and he means a lot to this football team. So hopefully, he's okay.